About 15 years ago, I had what is hands down the worst employment experience of my life. I worked at the W, and I worked for a boss who was not just not productive, let's just say that, and kind. But out of that horrible experience, I did get one gift, if nothing else. She shared with her staff a quotation that is still with me today and still guides me to a great degree. That quotation is from Alan Alda, of all people. He said this: "You have to leave the city of your comfort and go into the wilderness of your intuition. What you'll discover will be wonderful. What you'll discover is yourself. Nowhere is that need to brave the wilderness more important than in the quest for yourself, which is ultimately always the search for God. No human being will find God or our true selves by remaining in the city of our comfort. To find the eternal, we have to venture into the wilderness of our intuition." Today's gospel is a story of Nathanael's starting out into the wilderness of his intuition, where he would find himself and unimaginably more. All you have to do, God says to us, is follow me. It doesn't sound that daunting at first, but it is, because the main problem is how to find the courage to leave the city of our comfort. The wilderness of our intuition is the place where we can listen to the deep voices telling us surprising things about ourselves and about God. When we do that in community, we learn from people we know and their response to this new something, and emboldened by that courage that we have within community, we try new things as the people of God. This message about venturing out is, and about hearing the voice of the Lord, and how rare that can be, this whole idea is not only in our gospel, but also in our Old Testament reading today. We hear Samuel getting help from Eli. He was just sitting there minding his own business, and he kept hearing this voice, and he assumed it was Eli, because the word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. So we come back to the gospel and Nathanael. He might have been known at that point as Mr. Low Expectations. I have a dear friend who has told me, "You can always be happy if you continually lower your expectations." But is it enough to be happy just because we don't ask for or expect very much? Shouldn't we seek to hear the voice of God and stop just thinking, well, just like in the time of Samuel, God doesn't speak so much directly to us. Visions are not widespread. We don't hear from God that directly these days. Those low expectations can prevent our being able to hear the voice of God, which is present with us. If the word of the Lord is rare in our time, why would God speak to me, of all people? Sometimes our experience or our culture or our own fears obstruct our ability to see and cause static in our ability to hear. Even despite those narrow expectations, those fears, and that desire to cling to the city of our own comfort, God comes to us where we are, as we are, and speaks to us. Sometimes, like Samuel, we won't recognize that voice. Clearly, God doesn't require perfection to speak to a person. Nathanael was deeply prejudiced. He had very low expectations. He even said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Nathanael had no real certainty about what he would find, and yet he went. He had no proof. He couldn't be sure that this was a good thing to do if he relied on evidence, and yet he trusted his intuition. How do we know that he did trust that intuition? This small incident at the fig tree wasn't incontrovertible proof, and yet he declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel." Could he have known that much simply from Jesus' recognizing him? I don't think he could. And yet he blurted it out, trusting the wilderness of his intuition. And Jesus rewarded that willingness, promising Nathanael, "You will see things greater than these. You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Jesus used this opportunity to show Nathanael the power of trusting and the power of following. He's saying to Nathanael, basically, "You're impressed that I know who you are? Wait till you see what else I have in store for us. If you follow me, I will tell you something unimaginable and deep. I will tell you who God is. You will regularly see heaven and earth interwoven, angels ascending and descending on a ladder, which is the Son of Man. You will see God incarnate in human flesh. When we trust our intuition, God's Holy Spirit moves over each of us the way it moved over the chaos before creation. Yes, the cost of witnessing that creation is great. We have to reframe our perspective, our priorities. We have to leave the city of our comfort and explore the wilderness of our intuition. But in light of the reward, the fear of the risk we take fades. What is the reward exactly? God says, I am giving you an opportunity to participate in creation. Not just creation of the world, but creation of your true and authentic self. Your creation or your assistance with the creation of a place where heaven and earth coexist, where there's a ladder where angels ascend and descend, and you can even be one of those angels bringing heaven to earth. We think of this new creation, and it reminds me of a piece from Psalm 104, which says, "Send forth your spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth." Every week, even in our Nicene Creed, we acknowledge how Jesus bridges heaven and earth, saying, "Through him all things were made." Jesus invites us, as he invited Nathanael, "Follow me, and I will show you greater things than these. Follow me, and in the wilderness of your intuition, you will find yourself. Follow me, and you will find God." Jesus says, "Become part of me and help me renew the face of the earth. Take that one step and follow me into a new creation." The only challenge is that following Jesus into that new creation requires us to step away from the city of our comfort. Amen.